Me? I take pride in knowing every little detail about every little creature that inhabits my country, right down to the ants. You want to know about ants? They're tiny bugs. They live in a hole in the ground and work a 12-hour day. Darkness falls and those guys are gone, back in the hole. Their sleeping quarters are very crowded, with bugs stacked on top of bugs. And no doubt the place stinks of sweating ants. They'll eat almost anything. Seeds, leaves, crumbs, and grasshopper legs. They seem to be very fond of grasshopper legs. And almost any day in the spring or summer, you'll see an ant trying to drag one back to the den. These grasshopper drumsticks are much bigger than the ants who carry them. And some dogs wonder why an ant would go to the trouble to heave and tug a piece of food that's 10 times bigger than the guy who's gonna eat it. Are you shocked that I know the answer? Here's the scoop on grasshopper drumsticks. Ants eat them on Thanksgiving Day instead of turkey legs, for the simple reason that a turkey leg would never fit inside an ant den. Oh, one last detail about ants. They love picnics. They're too stingy to hold their own, so they invade the picnics of others. Marching in long columns, just as though they'd been invited, they move into a picnic ground and set up shop. They're particularly fond of sandwiches, ice cream, and cake crumbs. In fact, they'll steal any kind of food except pickled okra. You never see an ant eating pickled okra. So there you are, a pretty amazing lesson on ants. What they do, what they eat, and why you often see them dragging huge grasshopper drumstick legs back to their holes. Actually, this is only a tiny part of my knowledge of ants, but we're out of time and need to get back to... What were we discussing before we got involved with ant lore? I have a feeling that it was pretty important and that we need to get back with the story, but at this moment I can't... Wait. Hold everything. Stop. Halt. We were right in the middle of a very important mission to keep the cows out of the corral and save the entire herd from plunging into a bottomless gopher hole. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Back to the corral gate. Yes, this was a very important assignment. And it was a good thing that my interrogation of Drover had brought this crucial gopher information to our attention. It appeared that I had gotten it just in time to avoid a terrible disaster. But I would have to hurry if I wanted to check things out before the cows came in. The bawling of the herd was growing louder and... Cows? They had already arrived at the gate? Well, that was too bad. We had taken this gate out of service and they could just bug off and wait. A little humor there. Bug off, ants, get it? Why were they gathering around the gate and staring at me? How can a dog concentrate on his business when he's got 15 dull-eyed cows gawking at him? He can't. It's terribly distracting. I glared up at the circle of eyes. Look, we're doing repairs and we're not ready for you yet. Anyone with half a brain could see that. Take a hike. Take a powder. You can't use this gate until I do a gopher search. They didn't move, but continued staring at me. What part of go away don't you understand? Buzz off, scram, beat it. Nobody passes until I give the word. They didn't move. Okay, you don't seem to take hints, so take this.